WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Yeah, welcome to Radio Rubber Room. Tonight we have no Derek in the building, but we do have Sean. What up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
We also have Brian Riley filling in for Derek as
Indeed.
Well. So how you doing there,
camp
buddy?
Barefoot.
He is. He abandoned us to go to a festival.
Always gets to have a good time.
But you know, I feel like tonight might be the best show. I just have that feeling, like an itch behind my knee. That tells me that tonight might be the best Radio Rubber Room episode in the history of Radio Rubber Room episodes.
Indeed, an itch behind your knee.
Yes, an itch behind my knee.
Wow. How does that feel?
Well, it's like a gut instinct, but my gut's in behind my knee.
How often do you go with that instinct?
Quite frequently.
Is it correct?
I would say that's why I'm broke, and yes. And my knee is, like, really raw from itching it. But anyways, we have City Problems. My buddy Kevin and my buddy Kyle from City Problems are here today.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, 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 good.
Dan just put you into a category of his buddy. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't know. I'm okay with that. Dan's a good guy.
Don't bother me.
I don't know about you, Sean, but yeah, Dan's a good guy.
It's all good. I'm way above y'all. Y'all are down here in the lower levels.
We're the sorry
it's
people.
It's okay. We'll
Drapes.
Remain there.
Cool. Well, you guys are gonna play some tunes for us. You are an acoustic duo. How would you classify your genre of music? Everybody's making up their own classification.
Take this one.
Indie pop with a little bit of alt country. How's that for subgenre for classification?
That's not bad.
That word is.
Yeah. That works.
Now,
I can't think of anything
is
better than that.
Yourself. Evaluation, or is that what other people tell you?
Well, Dan Mulrooney said that we sound like the Indigo Girls, and I'm not ready to go that far.
You missed Dan Mulrooney.
Yeah. Nice, cool. Well, thank you guys for coming in and hanging out with us. I think we're going to have a great time today. We have some new things that we're going to do. Radley Rotwell, he said that he's bringing in a relative of his.
Is that right?
So he's going to bring in a relative tonight. I'm pretty stoked on it. Me and Sean put together we have dubbed 10 things in history, the 10 greatest moments in fat people history. So we will also be doing that later. And this is, you know, I feel like it's necessary, especially given my eating disorder, that I have to eat everything that I see. So I feel like one day I'm going to be like the legendary fat people that we put on that list. So I figure one day I'm going to be on there.
How many bags of Kazoozles have you ingested this evening?
I've had two.
Ah.
I've had two. And you tried them.
Average.
You said they're weird.
They're not weird. They're delicious.
They're very good. They are also phallic. I only eat things that are phallic. So. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back with more from City Problems. Anybody want to announce this song?
Yes, this is Ghost Alice with Tachycardia.
Hello.
Take the pills nightly, and one was said about the hummingbird is true.
Is it true? Is it true?
That it burns the ventricles out of heavenly palm. But it doesn't much matter, 'cause you'll never catch one. And besides, what doctor would tell you, yes, son, it's true. Every living being is allowed so many heartbeats to you.
International flair, comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving Assistance Monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your Driving Assistance Monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, Driving Assistance Monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each Driving Assistance Monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about Kitchen Help Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
That was "I'm Not Going to Let You Into My Heart" by City Problems. Now, guys, how did this duo form?
Kyle and I have been playing music together in all kinds of different bands since we were probably 15. Mostly punk rock bands. He played drums, he sang. I mainly played guitar every time. But I've been writing music. I've been writing songs, I don't know, for probably 6, 7, 8 years now. We've just always played music together. So when it came to me singing and him singing, the harmonies just came, and that was that.
Just kind of all fell in place.
Now, what was your first show as City Problems?
First show as City Problems. Probably a Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, didn't you guys play one time at the open mic?
Yeah, we played at the open stage night. Yeah. So, and I guess we were kind of already using that moniker, so yeah.
Yeah, I remember one time that we were hanging out and you guys took me to Kyle's apartment that his dog, like, hated me. And you guys, like, played, like, basically almost like a short set.
Yeah, I think we played a couple songs.
And I remember going in and I'm like, what a jerk, man. He's going to make me listen to his music. Probably stinks. And then I was like, wow, this is actually really cool, man.
Appreciate that.
A nice little live show.
Oh, yeah, like a private live show.
Yeah,
like
Brody room set. Brody was singing with us too. He was helping out. background barking and stuff.
See, your dog wants to kill me. By the way,
he wants to kill everybody. Yeah.
He doesn't like anybody.
What kind of dog is it that doesn't like anyone?
I mean, he's like a pit mix. I don't know. He's just a jerk.
he's total a jerk.
Should it disdain for most people, or is it just Dan?
I think it was just Dan.
Dan is the only one that he had, too. He hates little kids. That's one thing that I can't identify with Brody about. But
And most people as well.
Yeah, probably.
I love children. I'm just kidding, for the record.
Yes, no one.
I think, we're all on board with that.
Cool. So, I mean, you guys have been, you basically grew up together, right? Around Chesapeake?
Yeah, pretty much.
And, why did you both come to Richmond around the same time, or did one of you
follow
the other one?
No, he moved up to go to VCU a few years before I came up here. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of convincing to get me to finally leave Chesapeake. Yeah.
I'd visit for Christmas and say, hey, when are you guys going to move up? And he's like, soon. I believe it when I see it. And then...
So do you regret it yet?
I do.
I'm starting to.
Yes, Richmond.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot better than Chesapeake. Believe me. So
now I'm
escape.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say you're never gonna escape now.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it's a black hole.
Isn't there like something that you have to do to break the curse of Richmond if you want to leave? Like walk backwards,
die
down Monument Avenue,
it involves like a ring and thrown into a volcano or something.
Yeah, you have to like juggle watermelons and like summon a wizard.
It's a pretty epic quest. That's why we haven't completed it yet.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck, guys. Good luck. Well, at least while you're here, man. I mean, there's plenty of inspiration, I'm sure, that you can find in the streets of Richmond that Chesapeake does not have to offer.
Yeah, this isn't... we're not called suburb problems.
Yeah. Was it a suburb? It was pretty rural out there.
Yeah, excellent shopping malls in Chesapeake. I really like
the dirt mall.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of our time in the video arcade.
Is this like the Eastern Shore that we're talking about?
Actually, that may have been the first City Problem show, was at the Greenbrier Mall.
Oh, yeah,
the food court. We used to bring acoustic guitars up there and play Saves the Day songs.
Until we got kicked out by the security guards. Although most of the time they let us stay and play.
Did you make tens of dollars?
We had zero.
We had tens of nickels. That's what we made.
We just wanted to go play video games.
Yeah. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
That's worthy cause. Yeah. Well, who are you guys' influence?
Oh, man. That's a long list.
It's a really long list.
Hard to narrow that down. Yeah. I'd say probably our most immediate, maybe like more recognizable influences to other people. I don't know. It's hard to say. I'd say like the Replacements. Definitely, they're
Lemon
huge.
Edge. I'm wearing a Lemon Edge t-shirt right now. So that's,
you hold the record for wearing the same shirt.
Yeah,
consecutively.
But I love the shirt. It matches my tattoo, man. It's the same color scheme. It was meant to be.
Yeah,
did you? What came first, the shirt or the tattoo?
The tattoo. Well, I mean, they made these shirts, but I didn't see them until well after it.
Has it started to fuse with your skin yet? Oh, yeah?
Sort of, yeah.
All right.
It smells like it.
That's progress, right?
Yeah. Progress.
I've actually had that happen.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
Please, elaborate.
I was wearing a shirt for too long. I feel like my body hair infused with the actual fibers from the shirt. It wasn't a pretty scene.
That's crazy.
I had to have it sheep sheared off. When that was my favorite shirt, too.
First person to have to shave a shirt off. That's not bad.
When I wear clothes for too long, they start to form, like, casts around my body. Specifically my socks. They get crunchy.
Yeah.
Mine do, too. I have the same problem. It's cool.
The socks is one thing that I don't do without. Gotta have fresh socks.
You always have to have socks on. Must wear socks at all times.
So, I mean, hypothetically, let's say you guys never moved up to Richmond, right? And you start a band called Suburb Problems or Rural Problems. What do you guys write about? Like, what's the inspiration for your songs?
Oh, what tortures you in Chesapeake? Other than mortality.
Boredom.
I don't know. That's about it.
Boredom.
Really? Really? There's nothing to do out there at all. Huh?
Oh, no. Now you have to go into Va Beach or Norfolk to do anything. But
did you really just say Va Beach?
Yeah. Excuse me.
All right. So what inspires your guys' music here in Richmond then?
Girls, booze, and cops for the most part.
There you go.
Nice.
City problems.
Cops? Like cops are your muse? It's like the first time I've ever heard that.
In trouble with the law a couple times, so that always ends up coming out in song lyrics at some point, whether I like it or not.
Yeah.
All right, so so what kind of trouble with the law do you guys get into? I mean, are these major crimes? Are you
like multiple?
I haven't been convicted of anything.
I have a clean record.
That's right, Kyle.
I was never convicted of any criminal activity.
Admit to nothing.
Alleged.
Yeah. I mean, a drunken public here or there, but who hasn't?
Brian Riley hasn't. He is a future politician.
I'm so skinny I can hide behind light poles so they don't even see me. And it's like a cartoon, I swear.
I'm now calling Brian.
Not the Pixar ones, if that's where you're going, Kevin.
You know, it kind of looks like the Pixar lamp. Too.
That's true. That's absolutely right. So many connections. What does it all mean? Oh, man.
So, for the people listening who don't get that joke, Brian looks exactly like Woody from Toy Story.
Yes, this is true.
And you are going to be Woody this Halloween?
Right? Absolutely. I need a Buzz Lightyear. I need a short, stocky...
Look at me, dude. I'm portly fat. Fellow.
You trying to say... a great Buzz Lightyear.
And you do a great Tim Allen impression. I think this is... It fits.
All right, sounds good. I will be Buzz Lightyear. You will be Woody.
Excellent.
Sean can be the pig.
No, I'll be the dinosaur, man.
No, you're the pig.
Dinosaur, absolutely.
The dinosaur is way better.
You look way more like the pig, buddy.
Yeah, but it's all about actions, buddy.
So City Problems, you guys write about booze, women, and cops. How many songs do you have, huh?
About a dozen, probably, that we do solid harmonies, or like solid duets.
Mm. Now, do you ever like throw it in there to mix it up? Do you ever write about like zoning issues or you know things like that, or like parking Mayor Dwight Jones? Yeah,
well, we might have to work that in
the sewage system. Yeah.
I parking do, ticket not, it, that I still have yet to pay.
The general poor state of the city.
Yeah. They find their way in there somewhere. You kind of have to read between the lines of the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
To really discern.
So you're enigmatic. The last song didn't seem enigmatic. It was cool. I like the harmonies. It was pretty obvious. I kind of think I'm not going to call you out, but I kind of think I know who that's written about.
Yeah, you have a pretty good idea.
All right, cool. Yeah, man, awesome.
That was about the cops, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm certainly not right. Letting the cops into my heart. No way. My heart's too small and cold for them.
Cool, man. Well, we're going to take a little break. We usually play a segment here and go right into a song and then play a segment. But we have prepared something special, something called the 10 greatest moments in fat people history. We'd
the
like to 10 share.
Greatest moments in fat people history.
We did not rehearse that. That was freestyle.
That was totally awesome.
Totally improv.
Did you record that?
Yes.
All right, Sean. Yeah, let's start with number 10. Now, what we have done is we have sifted and we have searched and we have found what we deem are the 10 greatest moments in fat people history.
Yeah, we put it up against a panel. But there was a lot of guest judges.
There were all of them obese. Me, I'm working on my morbid obese badge. Does it come with a badge, Sean?
It does not.
It does not.
It comes with a pint of ice cream.
Or a sash. There's got to be a sash. It's the only thing that you can kind of fit on.
I guess we can throw on like a ribbon.
A ribbon.
You know? I feel like a brooch would be nice. Like a really large brooch.
Ah,
that would be... That would be nice.
Made out of bacon.
Well, you know what? You know what it should be? It should be like a diamond-studded, like gold and platinum chain with a sandwich medallion.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think that would be sick.
I would definitely wear the sandwich medallion.
Oh, for
Can
sure.
Can I get that made into a belt buckle?
It has to be edible, whatever.
You can't. The only way you can have it made into a belt buckle is if... is if the belt buckle itself is elastic. So
I think it should be like a jacket made out of like ham or something. Like they give out if you win the best golf guy tournament. PGA.
All right, cool. So these are ones that we've deemed. Do you want to start? Let's go with number 10. Are you guys curious what number 10 is?
April 11th, 2012. London, England, and not America. Unfortunate.
There are lots of fat people in London, England.
Pizza Hut unveils its hot dog stuffed crust pizza with free mustard drizzle.
Amazing.
Just sounds too good to pass up. Why we don't have that here in America?
You think that they could charge for the mustard drizzle too, but those British people, I mean, it's free. And hot dog in a pizza crust. I'm actually ashamed that the people in America did not come up with this first.
I didn't even know they had hot dogs in England.
I thought they just had sausages. I had no idea. Hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Bangers.
Bangers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Bangers and pizza crust.
Got about bangers.
All right, moving on. Number 9.
Number 9.
Are we making you guys uncomfortable? You're both very skinny.
I think you're making them hungry.
Summer of Love, 1969. After graduating from the University of Florida, Leo Gallagher tossed out his chemical engineering degree to entertain the massive amounts of emerging obese... Lixanobophobians.
Anybody know what that is, by chance? It's a fear of fruits and vegetables.
I am that. I am a Lixanophobian.
I feel like most obese people are. I mean, you know.
Number 9 is the destruction of all of the fruits and vegetables in the sake of comedy by Gallagher.
Yes, that's a great moment in fat people history. Don't worry, guys. These are going to get better. They will get better as we progress, I hope.
Number 8.
I make no promises. I just.
In 2008, bacon mayonnaise was invented.
Oh, this one's terrible.
Enough said.
Prompting all kinds of just bacon-energized beverages and things.
Bacon-flavored vodka.
No, it's not. That sounds disgusting.
Bacon milkshake at Burger King?
Yes, but there's no real bacon in it. It's just flavoring, right?
Yeah.
It's most.
Yeah.
I think bacon chewing gum would have been better on there.
I definitely have seen bologna chewing gum. Mm,
delicious.
Yes, it is a real thing.
That's gross.
Shaped like bologna and everything.
Oh, wow.
Did you create that in your grandfather's tool shed?
No, I did not. Actually, I discovered that years and years ago. It's been around for a long time, I think.
All right, just holding it in your pocket, huh?
Yes.
At the right time.
Are you sure it's not actual bologna?
No, it's pretty rubbery.
This is really old bologna. chews like gum.
Right when the world ends, I'm going to pop it in my mouth. Like it's a communion or something.
Where are we at? Are we on number 7 yet?
Number 7. Do you want to say this one? Do you want me to keep going?
Yes.
Keep
listing? Please do.
Number 7, April 27th, 1984. Bluth, Montana. Shop and Save becomes the first grocery store to provide rascals to its handicapped customers. But obese people favored the electric scooters as a means to take part in food-related activity while still being lazy. If only they could figure out how to get like a bigger cart on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or have a tandem. Two fat guys on one bike.
It's like those baskets are smaller than the carry baskets that you get. I mean, so it doesn't make any sense. You would need like a whole cart-sized basket.
I feel like they should
need
just have
a rascal because...
You're obese.
See, I'm going.
Doesn't make sense.
I plan on being. I'm preparing for my obesity, and I plan on just dragging a grocery cart behind my rascal.
That's what I was thinking. I've seen people doing that before.
Yeah. You need a bungee cord. I'm just gonna get a
wagon.
Really been to Chesapeake?
I think you should get like a shiny silver trailer hitch, back right into the shopping cart.
And
you should pimp it out.
All right, so where are we at? Number six.
2010, recently, in Akron, Ohio.
Akron.
Akron, yo.
Same difference.
Donna Simpson announces her aspirations to be the fattest woman in history whilst carrying a child. Many radio stations around the country proposed food drives.
Yes,
program directors rejected this idea.
Oh, I wonder why.
Donna Simpson. We were going to do a Donna Simpson food drive. And We were told no. Yeah. No.
She is also an obese porn star model, and if you've seen any of her videos, they are very provocative.
Yes.
Awesome.
Donna Simpson eats a sandwich while naked.
Sean has that, all 60.
That is
Donna
my favorite one.
Donna Simpson sucks a 5-gallon can of pudding through a straw while naked.
My favorite one is Donna Simpson makes 6 donuts disappear.
Where? Who knows? That's in the sequel.
All right, number 5. Halfway there, guys. President William Howard Taft, weighing 332 pounds, gets stuck in the bathtub at the White House. Mm. The
legendary
bathtub was then destroyed for treason.
Historical moment.
It was squashed. But it is historical it to is, be a fat president.
That bathtub didn't deserve that.
We would never have that now.
Fat
I think
president?
That's the first time the United States has ever declared an inanimate object a heretic.
A heretic?
You have to be breathing and alive to be called a heretic. But
I'm pretty sure you could think of other instances.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just like
it's
that you
a
say,
bathtub.
Like, keep talking with your whole body expressions on the radio. It's great.
Yeah, it's kind of uncontrollable.
Everyone will understand.
Hey, where are we at, man? We got 4 more.
Number 4. Colonel Sand... Robert Atkins develops the Atkins nutritional approach by losing weight by eliminating carbs.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Favorite
more bacon,
diet.
Right?
Favorite diet.
Now they got bacon mayonnaise and bacon milkshakes. You might as well lose weight while you're eating those things, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That would be awesome. And who needs fiber and cereal? Anyway?
The more you eat... just straight protein, the more weight you lose. I mean, that sounds really unhealthy. It's like your body's like rejecting your body by doing that.
Just I think if you're eating a lot of protein, you're supposed to work out a lot and build muscle mass, right?
You don't have to. It's the lazy man's diet.
It never made sense to me, though. Just eat all the meat that you want to. You'll like eat all the cheeseburgers you want to. Just throw the bun away.
Yeah.
Throw all the vegetables away. How does that make any sense?
It sounds delicious.
Your fat becomes muscle.
All your cheeseburgers have to be... The bread now has to be extra patties of meat.
Yeah.
So now you're eating 4 cheeseburgers at once.
And we will get to that.
It's dysentery. It causes dysentery, which you drop weight like crazy.
Yeah, right.
You ever seen anybody with cholera? Oh, they look amazing.
Your fat rolls just your fat rolls just
so
become rock hard. Like a muscle. Number 3.
Kinda like Kyle.
This is my favorite.
Thanks, buddy.
Colonel Sanders blends 7 ingredients in a perfect way, creating the first KFC in 1952.
Oh.
After 60 years, KFC comes to create the Double Down, a sandwich with 2 pieces of chicken instead of bread.
Wow.
Genius.
With bacon and cheese in the middle.
Genius. That's way better than the hot dog stuffed crust.
Yeah.
That is America right there.
Absolutely.
I feel like that could be a topping on the hot dog stuffed crust pizza. Whoa.
Chicken sandwich.
See what I'm doing right now? Pizza Hut and KFC, they're like owned by the same company.
That's true.
See what I'm doing right here? I'm making money.
Then they can put it in a bowl and put mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Corn.
Mix it all together.
The snacker's the best.
Where we at, buddy?
Number 2, Walter Hudson. My role model.
My hero. What are you talking about? That's my hero.
Okay.
Share the hero, guys. Come on.
To me, he's no one. It's Dan's role model.
That's my hero. Walter Hudson. Anybody know who Walter Hudson is?
No clue.
Okay.
Why don't you enlighten us? I'm sure that you have a lot of knowledge about Walter Hudson. You are ready to share it with
the
world. Yeah.
Oh, yes. In 1991, Walter Hudson was the 4th largest man recorded in medical history. Weighing, 1,200 pounds?
About 1,200 pounds.
He was from Long Island, New York, I think. I don't even think that's on there. Long Island, New York.
Is this a friend of yours?
No, he's my hero.
First college roommate.
He once had to, when he fell down while trying to use the bathroom, he once had to call an ambulance so people could pick him up. And when he died in 1991, they had to remove the wall of his house so they could actually remove him.
So that they could get the forklift in there.
Another
pioneer. Yeah, they had to remove him with a forklift.
It's actually kind of sad.
It's my hero, dude.
Hudson had the,
Gilbert
he ate, I think, what was it?
He
ate
a list of his diet.
Yeah,
he ate
I
2 boxes. Okay, let's go through it.
It's great. He had the largest waist also. Let's not forget that. 119 inches. That's about 2 5-foot-tall people. around, which is pretty crucial.
Yeah.
This is a list of Walter Hudson's daily diet.
Mm.
It consisted of
It's going to be delicious.
Oh, it's great. Two boxes of sausages, 1 pound of bacon, which I'm a little disappointed. I think it could have been at least
five.
Yeah.
At least.
Could have ate a lot more bacon in his day.
Whole pig.
12 eggs, a loaf of bread, 4 hamburgers, and 4 double cheeseburgers.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why he just didn't eat.
He's not particular.
6 double cheeseburgers. This is the way to go. 8 large portions of fries. So, like,
too much dairy blocks.
I don't know how many fries that is, but 8 supersized McDonald's fries, I'm guessing.
Are they straight cut or curly?
That's expensive.
It just says potato fries.
He's a legend.
I assume that's curly.
3 ham steaks, 2 chickens, 4 baked potatoes, 4 sweet potatoes, because you can't judge.
Chickens are listed in there as like an entire animal.
Two whole chickens. It was chicken in a can, actually.
Two whole chickens.
They help with digestion.
His fiance would just like throw them live into his room.
Bite their head off. He'd have to bite their head off and drink their blood. Yeah.
4 sweet potatoes, 4 heads of broccoli. Like, he's just, all right, might as well. I gotta eat healthy.
Gotta cut the protein.
Vegetables in my
diet. I need some fiber because who knows what's happening in the restroom.
Omega threes,
you know. I feel like you just have to live in the restroom after eating all this food.
Yes.
He also had most of a large cake and additional snacks. Drinking around 17 liters of soda a day.
Oh man, dude,
that's the thing that gets me. 17 liters of soda.
If I could afford $3,000 worth of food a day, I would, and I would eat it.
We all remember when Sean tried to do the 1 liter. That was 2 liters of Mountain Dew one shot.
Oh, yeah. He still has diabetes, before, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. We are out of time. We got to take a break. We're going to play a song. Does somebody want to announce this?
And then we'll come with number one, the greatest moment in Fat People history.
Oh, I forgot. Let's do that.
Okay. December 18th, 1770, Chiswick, England. John Montague forever changes the world's waistline when he accidentally loses his meat slice in between 2 pieces of bread. Forever making his mark in fat people history as the inventor of the sandwich.
Yes.
The next day, the King of England knighted him as the Earl Lunchtime, and the first deli was opened in his honor.
Yes.
To this day in England, Sandwich Day is a close second to Christmas.
For good reason.
All right. That's
it's
the
bigger
top
than Christmas
10
in my house.
Greatest moments in fat people history. So.
Very nice.
Brian Riley announced this song.
Absolutely. This is Gypsy Healers with The Closer.
Skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical.
Yeah, extreme polar bear birth.
Extreme.
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse.
Extreme.
Nipple clamp. Ha!
Yeah.
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now.
Yeah.
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Chaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's Tool Shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV Helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Okay.
That was Colorblind by City Problems.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, that was really good.
Good one.
I remember that song specifically from the live recording.
Sweet. Cool. That's right, at Republic.
Sounded really good.
Yeah, are you are you guys colorblind?
No, it's a,
we wrote that about a friend of ours.
It's more of those metaphoric lyrics.
Oh, okay.
We're What's very a metaphor? Literal here. You can't do anything like that isn't directly obvious, or else we're gonna.
At least not the show. He gets easily confused.
Should it be Radio literal Room in that case? You guys still wouldn't have the S's in the name, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say, though. Literal Room.
It used to not have any S's in the name until Sean got on the show.
That's right. And then there were two S's.
And then there was just. Yeah. There was a couple more then, I think. Because the first.
Oh, excuse me.
So you guys play a lot at Roxy, right? Is that
we played
like
there twice.
Do you guys plan on playing there pretty regularly?
Yeah, it might turn into a weekly, bi-weekly thing. They're only doing music on the back patio, though, so it's weather determinant. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's rainy all day, then we can't play.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, go for it.
Oh, I was going to ask, do you guys intend to seek out a drummer or a bassist?
Absolutely.
Most definitely, yes. All right.
Yeah.
Any specific avenues you're taking to do? Put out an ad right now.
We are definitely looking for people to play with. I mean, it's not just bass players or drummers. You know, we obviously want to add, you know, more elements to our band.
Keyboard.
Yeah, you guys are just budding.
I play acoustic guitar.
We're not trying to turn this into like a CSNY kind of thing.
He can only play acoustic Iron Maiden songs.
Okay, cool.
So if you
should, you're more than welcome to open for us sometime.
He does an awesome power slave.
You can be Maiden Problems.
Awesome. I can't wait. I've been playing about Iron Maiden covers for like at least a day now. And I just love it.
Keep working at it.
So you got them all down.
You know, for the most part, I got every one of their songs down between 3:30 and 4 today. lot of open E sounding.
Chugga 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 chugga.
The gallop, the old Steve Harris gallop.
And then you know I sing pretty good.
Pretty well. Thank you.
I don't use vocabulary good.
Me try to talk to you. Do you guys ever intend to record?
Yes.
Ronald?
They actually did record. They recorded a live album at the Republic.
That's right.
Of course. I forgot about the live
recording.
You can
even say that's like, go use that as y'all's recording for a while. Sounds great.
We love to. It does.
Yeah. I haven't been privy to listen to it yet, but.
Yeah. There's just one part where it's like some murmuring from the crowd, but.
It's shot.
You know, that's live, dude.
Does it sound like good murmuring, or does it sound like like who are these?
What's going on?
You guys got the live album. You did the show at the Republic. You did two times at Roxy. Is there any other place that City Problems has been playing?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Our living room. We play there a lot.
Yeah,
we like to bring friends over and hang out and. Play music with them all the time. You know.
Have you guys ever done like the street corner performer thing? I heard this city actually pays pretty well.
Really?
The size of
you know,
it.
That's
I heard
what
you
I've
can make
too.
$40 in a couple of hours.
That's true.
Right cool. day in Carytown, man.
Well, I am unemployed right now. Maybe I should go to Carytown and busk for
That could be your whole new gig.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I played out in front of Wheezy's Kitchen, then I was like, I decided to go play out in front of Galaxy.
Yeah, I feel like the street corner performers here, they always do the same thing. They're not willing to like diversify their show. I mean, you guys could throw something else in the mix, like balloon animals. Like even when one of you guys is on the solo, like Kyle could be like making a balloon animal.
There's that one.
Yeah. Is there a side talent that you guys could throw
side
in there?
Talent.
Who's best at
do
magic?
Some magic?
Yeah.
No.
No magic.
We don't have any other talents.
Kyle, you look like you would be an excellent tap dancer. Can you tap dance?
How can you tell, man?
I knew it, right?
I swear I didn't tell him.
It's those tap shoes. It's the tap shoes you walk
in. Keep that
on
the DL.
Dead giveaway.
There's nothing else there. You guys just play guitar and sing. That's about it.
Oh. Don't take no crap from
drink.
I play Assassin's Creed. 1 and 2 really well.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Why didn't you throw that in there?
Especially since I'm
unemployed. Definitely professional.
I send out emails from my phone and I play Assassin's Creed all day long.
That's the way to do it.
K Can we? We should hang out more.
We hang out with our redneck neighbors out there in Lakeside. Good old time with them.
I barely ever get out to Lakeside. A lot of rednecks there.
Yeah, you're not missing out.
Cool.
Nah, that's Sean's brethren. That's his clan.
I live Southside.
So
it's a little different.
So I mean, is there any way that like street corner performers can stand out from the crowd of other street corner performers? I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Have you ever seen anybody do something different? I mean, you got the kids who play the buckets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't stand that for the most part. But that all stems back to when I was going to VCU and there were some bucket drummers right outside our window.
Oh, yeah.
We were right there across the street from the Landmark, and it was exam week, and it was like 11:30 at night, and we exacted revenge on them, though. We yelled out the window, and like, hey, guys, it's exam week, and they wouldn't stop playing.
Uh-huh.
So we waited until they were done for the night, and someone that we knew had seen where they hid their stuff in the parking garage. So we went into the parking garage and grabbed all their buckets and cymbals, because they weren't willing to work with us at all.
Yeah.
We took them inside our dorm and threw them away.
Yeah.
Nice. So. That's the way to show local music scene.
But, no, I mean, I guess this kind of makes me a bad local musician in a way, but when I'm in Carytown, I have an agenda. It's get in and get out. I don't want to be there any longer than I have to be, so I don't really give the time of day necessarily to people that are playing.
I don't think that's, like, the most original thing either. Like, yeah, it's cool, and, like, people will always... You'll always have 45-year-old drunk women that just got out of the National that want to dance a little drum beats. But you can almost go into any city and find that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What you need to do is, like...
Very unoriginal.
I think you need to, like, cut off some limbs and then, like, play guitar with, like, your right foot and your left knee, you know? And then you could really attract a crowd because people are going to be like, what's going on over there with that vegetable-looking guy?
I think Sean makes an excellent point. You guys need to start playing with your feet. That's the way to do it. That's the only angle you have.
Maybe you guys should gouge out your own eyeballs or something.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Blind.
Color.
That's a good idea. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a break. That's the end of the first hour. So let's take a break. Let's play a song. And when we come back, Radley Rockwell will be here with one of his mates. Right?
I cannot wait.
That was a great British accent, by the way.
That was a good impression of him. Stick around for CNN News.
I thought it was Chinese.
I was thinking New Zealand or like Canada or something.
All right, Brian, tell the listeners what they won.
You won the Kimlin kind with Wild Child.
She's just a wild child.
The best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Now made with 100% more radio.
Oh, they don't need to play with me anymore.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
Tonight's special guest host... Brian Riley.
Word.
Also guest host, Radley Rockwell.
The greatest. I'm the greatest rocker who ever lived, man.
Welcome to the show, Radley.
You know, it's always a pleasure. It's my favorite place to be on Thursday at 10. You know, always trying to find new things going on. Brought me mate, Rockwell. He says he's really happy to be here. No, he hates it. Yeah, man. I know what you're saying.
So what's wrong with... Who is this guy?
You know, this is my mate. We just met recently. We found out we have the same surname. Also, his first name is the same as his last name. So I think he was named after me, if I'm so vain, and I am. But we think that we're some kind of biologically related because we both have musical talent that is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
You know, we share that common link. We obviously have some kind of ancestry. One of us is possibly the other's father, or we're brothers of some kind. Maybe.
Hey Rockwell. Is that... Do I really have to call you this?
He says you can call him Reginald.
Oh, okay, Reginald.
Is that your middle name, man? I never heard you use it before. Yeah, I know what you're saying, mate.
What's he speaking?
What is his problem?
I mean, that's just the way he talks, man. It's been years of rocking, you know. Okay. I bet he's got a good buzz on. We did drink a whole bunch of liquor before this, so, you know, that's average. But
hey,
I don't...
Hey, Reginald, how many years of rocking have you been doing to learn that weird language that you speak?
He doesn't know what you're talking about, man.
Oh, okay.
But I know that he's been rocking for like a fortnight or so. Oh.
Does he know English?
Yeah, that is quite English that he's speaking, you know. Have you ever been to England, man?
No, I've never been to England.
Well, that is how they speak, man.
It's totally
natural where he's from.
Well, okay. He's giving me a really mean glare right now.
Yeah.
That's just how he looks, man. It's normal.
Okay.
He says he doesn't like you also.
Well, whatever. I don't like him either. Whatever.
You know, I don't think he really cares too much about that.
So, Reginald, what do you think of City Problems? They're on tonight.
Yeah, me too, man. I know what you're saying. Totally in concurrence, man. City Problems, man.
Did he agree?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't even tell.
You know what I'm saying? He says it was like a little...
Stop being coy, Radley. Where is this guy coming from? Like, really, why did you bring him to Ashland, Virginia tonight?
You know, to check out the scene, man. I feel like he's going to be a major influence. We got a need for musicians in the city.
Oh, is he a musician?
You know, I've been jamming with him for like the last 3 or 4 days, man. It's been real epic, like.
What do you play, Reginald? Do you play an instrument?
He plays the drums, man.
Oh. Okay. And now it makes sense.
Didn't you notice he doesn't have a shirt on? Typical of most drummers.
And he has one arm. He's like the Def Leppard drummer, right?
Oh. Yeah. What?
He has one arm?
Def Leppard?
I haven't heard of that band. Were they bigger?
What is Def Leppard? Oh, it's a British band. Excuse me. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
I've never heard of them in my life.
City Problems, have you ever heard of Def Leppard?
No. No.
They're probably underground or something.
Yeah.
You know, City
They're only my favorite band ever. I mean, what? What up? Pour some sugar on me, huh?
Where's our notes, mate?
Our notes?
Whoa, did I actually understand what he was saying?
No, I was just mocking Radley. Thanks, man. I got some questions for your crazy friend. Hold on one second.
We got some questions gathered. All right. I thought of some things to ask the band, man. All right. What's the best City Problems?
That's a good question.
The best or the worst?
The best, man.
The best and worst together.
Man. You guys aren't good at questions, are you?
Terrible at this. No.
This
is why I dropped out of school, man. This is why I play music, man.
It's a radio interview. You're not prepared to ask or answer questions.
Some of the City Problems that I've come to realize have been like, in Richmond here, there's a lot of cobblestones.
Oh, you don't like cobblestones. There's cobblestones all over England. They invented cobblestone.
You know, but they're like natural there. They're trying to like imitate, I feel like.
I'm beginning to doubt your British identity altogether. But
you know, it's a mystery really where I came from, but I adopted this accent in at least 1979, so I feel like it's been a long time that I've been honorary, you know. The gecko comes from the same town as me, and Madonna moved there. She adopted the accent after a while.
Nice.
You earn it after you put out about 11 or so platinum albums.
Mm-hmm. You've put out 11 platinum albums.
I didn't personally, but I was behind at least 11 that I remember. So I'm guessing that there's really hundreds.
Hundreds.
That I was the major influence for.
So, Reginald, how many platinum records have you put out?
I think he fell asleep.
Did he really?
Oh.
Is he okay?
Hey, Reginald, man. Oh, yeah.
Keep your guests under control.
Sorry,
all right?
Mate.
We work really hard on this radio show, Radley. And
hey, man, you can't be smoking in here.
You
know, this is indoors, man. They're trying to do a radio show, man. Just go outside for a few moments, man.
Yeah, he's back. He fell asleep again. All right.
You know, he'll be in and out. It's pretty normal for him.
Right, narcoleptic.
Radley, so what are the other things about? You think that RVA has city problems. What are the city problems?
There's like a 1:30 in the morning drinking cutoff or something.
That's true. They won't
even sell you really beer after 12.
I'd have to agree with you on that one.
And if you try to party with any of the local kids, they just drink PBR. And that is some nasty mouthwash, if you ask me.
Well,
is that what you wash your mouth out with?
I don't even like it in my mouth at all. I try to avoid it in every way.
What about you, Reginald? What do you drink?
You only drink straight liquor, man.
Oh, okay.
Straight liquor.
Do you have a brand? Do you have a preferred brand there?
Yeah.
That was indistinguishable.
Yeah. Jameson. Jameson. If he is from England.
No!
That would be quite contradictory. All right, what's another problem?
Well, one of the biggest problems here in Richmond is that there's not enough aquariums, man.
Good point.
I always find myself wanting to go,
and then I'm like, oh, bleeding hell, there isn't one. So I'm like, my fish desire to see a fish swimming in its natural habitat is thwarted on most occasions here in Richmond.
Do you find that going inland more, you find less aquariums because you're not near the ocean,
you know,
like Richmond?
I've definitely seen some good aquariums out and about in the countries of America. Definitely Nebraska, number one in my opinion.
I bet they have an amazing aquarium, huh?
It's because they don't get to see the ocean a lot. I feel like they import the fish so that those country bumpkin children can see them at least one time in their life.
That's beautiful, Brad.
It is.
It's beautiful.
I don't think people in Nebraska actually go to aquariums, though, do they?
Well, I spent a little bit of time there in the 60s before I knew that I was the greatest musician that ever lived. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Corn out there. And I ended up dropping out because it really wasn't my thing. It wasn't the glam that I thought that I would be getting from moving across the pond.
And it's crazy because
that disillusionment spawned your love of wheat. Is that correct?
You know, I think that it's just all things that make me feel good that I enjoy, you know. I don't really discriminate towards one thing or the other. I like to try out a lot of naturals, you know. I pretty much eat anything that I find in the wilderness. Test it out. I've licked a couple of good trees, not remembered days after. I can definitely recommend some plants, you know.
Uh-huh. I bet you could. Now, what about you, Reginald? Did you go to college? You look like a college-educated guy. You definitely speak... You are a natural orator, it seems like. Did you learn that?
Dude, wake him up.
Hey, Reginald, man. We're in the middle of the radio show, man. They want to know about your Harvard education. I think that all children should follow that advice, man.
Did you just say you were a Rhodes Scholar? You went to Oxford.
He has a number of degrees. He's got a degree in English. You know, so that he's got perfect vocabulary. You know, I remember that. He told me a couple times, man.
You were a double major.
He seems to be
English?
Making some kind of hand gesture at you, Radley. Does that mean anything specific?
You can't use the restroom in here, man.
Hey, exactly.
Take it to the toilet.
This has gotten out of control. Yeah, so let's take a break. We're going to play a song, and we're going to try to clean up after Radley's buddy here. So, does somebody want to announce the song?
Absolutely. This is Grease Trigger with Eastern Crows.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall. Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Got no sense left. to know.
Mental Hell by City Problems. That's one of your new ones, isn't it?
Yeah, that's actually brand new. It's the last song we've been working on.
Right, that
on.
Was awesome.
Yeah, that's a really
thank
cool
you.
Song.
Nice chord challenge.
I always wanted to just sing along a couple times.
Well, I'll get you a lyric sheet for the next show that we have, Sean.
I was thinking about chiming in a couple harmonies myself, man. There was definitely some times.
It's always welcome.
I almost thought about busting out my single string lead, but y'all both seem to have lead under control.
It's like he's there's always room for leading. some British influence.
Yeah. Who's the leader in the band?
We don't really have a particular leader, I guess. I mean, I write the majority of it.
That's
going
to lead to y'all tearing yourselves apart, man. You need to. One of y'all just needs to bow down. I think it should be you, man.
The question that he's trying to ask is, what's the songwriting process? Do you guys trade off, or is there one that is more dominant? Or
as of right now, Kevin has written all the songs. I just kind of come in later and put my input in there or whatever. But
I take credit for the lyrics. But as far as the writing music goes, like I might come up with the ideas for a handful, for some of the songs. But they stay in a constant state of evolution, for a while before they're really set in stone. And I mean, even when you add new pieces, new instruments, it's going to change the dynamic of the song. Yeah. It's going to change the tempo or whatever. And definitely having somebody else to play with, even if he's just playing chords that I tell him to play, gives me the opportunity to like go off on my tangent and write music, having like a live, practice partner.
So you build. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these songs we've been writing for, years.
Right? Yeah. Or, certain chords that he strikes when we're just like jamming out, he'll hit a chord or the way that we both kind of play together, it'd be like, oh, we need to remember that and put it here, So he definitely helps in the music writing process, but, the lyrics are pretty much mine.
Right. Sometimes Reginald has to come along.
Where is Reginald?
He asked me if he could lay down in Kyle's car, and I told him that Kyle has his PA and stuff in the back seat, but if he wanted to sleep on the speaker, he could. And he's out there snoozing.
I bet he's halfway to Mexico.
I think that's all right. I hate my car.
You did leave your keys in the car.
Kyle's car might not be able to make it to Mexico. I don't know how that is.
I think that
he's probably in Raleigh right now.
He realized that we were surrounded by cattle farms, and he went to look for some psilocybin. So he's probably not even knowing where he is right now.
Shout out to my pops. I think he used to do that.
One time I was in a rock and roll duo just like you guys. It was pretty cool. It was back in like 79 or 80, right around that age when Michael Jackson was really becoming a white man and rocking, just his good stuff. The best years, if you ask me. And it was called Metropolitan Predicaments, man.
Well, that's quite similar to City Problems.
I feel like I influenced everybody. what I'm saying? Maybe I'll have heard that.
I like the way you say that word. Influence. Yeah.
Influence.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, mate.
It's very specific.
A lot of people, when you speak in it with this kind of accent, you can just pretty much tell people what to do and they'll listen because you have an authoritative role to them.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Clearly see. You have no idea how many women I've just convinced with my linguistic skills into my bedroom. One. But a lot of times. She fell for it a couple different occasions.
cool. Well, you just completely like threw me. I forgot what was going on at all.
Hey, you guys were on a radio show.
So mental hell. It sounded like there was a little bit of like, I don't know, what's the word for it? Like a wall, you know, that's put up. Like, I know you briefly talked about in the lyrics, like you've been hurt, but you never hurt anybody by other people. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, where that comes from?
You know, this song is so new, I haven't really, you know, sat down and kind of digested the lyrics for my own self. Okay. You know, a lot of my lyrics just kind of come out and, you know, they rhyme, they sound good. But it definitely means something to me. It's just like that everyday struggle, you know, you try to keep other people happy, but you try to keep yourself somewhere in the top three of, you know, who to please also. And sometimes, you know, you get forced out of that and it can drive you nuts.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
I find that I please myself the best.
It's just the way you never given what? Anybody else the chance, Sean.
Reginald is back. He's going through the station refrigerator. Go get him.
All right, man.
Tell him not to eat my pizza, man.
Let me give him
that's
a couple of his pills, man.
That is not a medicine cabinet, man.
In seriousness, though, one of my favorite lines from that song that, you know, kind of comes out of driving yourself crazy, trying to keep other people happy and, you know, not necessarily paying attention to what you need and what you want for yourself. The second verse, I was swimming in the James, trying to get dry. It says a lot to me about, you know, my problem,
cool.
you know, with the bottle, basically is self-medication, you know, and then it gets to be too much. And then you don't know when it's a party and when you're just drinking to escape. And like I said, booze is one of the city problems, you know.
I can't believe they call that James a river. It's like a tiny little creek with some pebbles in it. I feel like that's where they dump their garbage in the
river. In the middle of July, it feels like a sauna. It could be kind of cool. Yeah. It's like,
I think the river's awesome. I love going there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care much for anything you do, Sean. you better just shut it.
I like you a little bit more now, Radley. That you put Sean in his place finally.
You know, man, I'm trying to put him on the right path.
Good.
I mean, you guys are old friends. What's going on here?
You know, I let him live in my house, and I just always take crap.
I mean, he lives on your couch. Sorry, Radley, to expose you like that.
So, back to that song. I've known you for going on a year. It hasn't quite been a year yet.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, you're...
Because the first open stage night at Cafe Diem was like the last week of August last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
and you and I
had kind of been talking and planning that thing out for... a little while.
That's right, a year and a couple months then it would
be.
Okay, I've known you for over a year. You, in my interactions with you, you've always seemed to be kind of a selfless person in most cases. Do you consider yourself that way, or do you kind of find a medium between selfless and selfishness?
I mean, lately, due to my work situation and all that, I've found myself realizing that I think I kind of put myself back a little bit too much and try to be a little, you know, try to give too much of myself away, basically. And I'm trying to be more conscious about that and, you know, kind of take control of my life and, you know, realize that there is a point where my mental hell needs to be satisfied before, say, anyone else sometimes.
Now, I mean, I think that most people who because I feel like I can relate to that song in a lot of cases. I think of myself as definitely I have selfish tendencies like any human does, but I'm more on the selfless side. Like, I'll give somebody my last thing if they request it. I want to share the food that I make, things like that. I'm not stingy in the least. Do you think that if the world had more selfless people... do you think that, you know, people like us would suffer less mental hell?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I'd really like to think so. This is kind of touching on, you know, some of the no-no topics of, you know, politics and stuff like that.
Oh, let's stay away from politics.
Yeah, no, but, I mean...
Okay, more questions.
That's
cool, man.
That's a tough issue to skirt.
There's a lot of issues.
Yes, I think if there were... I mean, obviously, if everybody else in the world was like me, we'd all be just fine. You know?
Obviously. If everyone else in the world was like you, I wouldn't be just fine.
So. Take the interview by...
Speaking of politics, I was just reading an article online about... about the political conventions, and they're talking about who spends more at strip clubs, and they have no proof about this, but who, like, when a convention's in town, like, is there more money spent around Democratic conventions? Is there more money spent around Republican conventions for, like, escorts and prostitutes and strip clubs? And what would you guys guess? Would you guess Democrats or Republicans?
I would say...
I would have to vote for Republicans,
yeah,
man.
No. Yeah.
If we remember old pal John Ensign and the C Street scandal, I think the Republicans would definitely take
that. Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
In my opinion...
On record, they have more infractions than the Democrats.
I think they would, too, but it's not just an issue of, like slinging mud on them. It's not just saying that, you know... But, yeah, Republicans are more likely to do seedy stuff. Yeah.
In my opinion, Republicans and Democrats are just alike, but Republicans have the ability to keep things more of a secret.
It seems like the more someone tells the masses what to do and how to be, the less they are like that themselves in their own private lives.
Yeah, I think all politicians are shady, but apparently Republicans spend money like 10 to 1 versus, they're talking about the GOP National Convention in Florida and how money is just being thrown. All the strip clubs are staying open like 24 hours. They have interesting taglines that they're using. These polls never close. Some other stuff.
That is cool.
Yeah,
that
one of the
awesome. Well, see, the strip clubs thing, that's totally legal, but the fact that they would spend money on escorts and prostitution is, that kind of raises the question of, again, of like, if you're setting the moral standard with your policies and stuff, shouldn't you be adhering to them also?
Yeah.
I definitely am going to vote Republican now because of that.
Would you say this is a do as I say,
may God have mercy on your soul. All
right, guys. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes, I am on God's side.
Right, the side with all the prostitutes and the escorts, apparently, also.
Yes!
Let's go ahead and take a break, play a song, and then we'll be back, and City Problems is going to play one more for us.
And this is Cardinal Compass with All I've Got.
Suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Shalom. I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or Shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzah bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds. Incredible. 30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Yeah! Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria, an inflated sense of self-worth. Awesome. And a desire to do it every 30 seconds. So extreme. You know it works because it's made out of my blood. 30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants, babies, and the deceased.
Zombies.
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme death. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house, your family. Guaranteed or your money back. Side effects include bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss,
rapid aging, incarceration,
death,
immaculate conception,
purgatory,
exploding eyeballs,
super death,
athlete's foot, extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence, and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest.
Extreme.
30 seconds of energy.
Right into your chest.
Love it.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
passed through so many little towns that I never got to see. So many names I've forgotten for the life of me. And everywhere I am now, I'm just another John Doe. I've still never given no second thought to ever heading home. When I'm 25, just barely alive, but it feels like I'm already running out of time. Go! Boy, who am I kidding? I don't ever want to play that game. My life's waiting for me just over these next 8 lines. If I said what's right here, why be out of my freaking mind? Now I'm 25, just barely alive. It feels like I'm already running out of
well hey. Done.
That was Traveling Song by City Proms. Man, great ending.
That was awesome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
I am hyped after that song.
So I mean, you guys are an acoustic duo. You want more instruments in the band. What I mean, where do you start? What's the first instrument that you guys would, you know, just really, really like to add to the team?
I mean, bass and drums. Yeah. To be completely honest, just rounding out the rhythm section, you know. And I've got a couple friends that are interested in playing bass. We just really haven't had the time yet to sit down and get together and really hammer some stuff out. So,
you know, having some recordings will probably help. You give them the live stuff, they could probably, like, listen to it. And
definitely, yeah, definitely. Yeah, being able to...
That would, you know, kind of help because we were struggling trying to, you know, just through word of mouth. Like, hey, we're, you know, we're in this band. We need a bass player or whatever, but people hadn't heard us play out or heard recordings of us, so we're hoping that'll definitely, you know, assist.
And you guys are going after Classic Avenues, iTunes, all that kind of Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, any of that kind of stuff.
Haven't really done any of that.
Yeah. I mean, that seems pretty endemic now.
Haven't even gone so far as to go to Guitar Center and put something up. I'd kind of rather meet people and already be on the same page, like personality wise and stuff like that. I find like making music with those people kind of tends to be more natural and more. It just flows easier, and it's easier to write together and play together, you know, if you kind of start out on the same page.
Now, do you guys, are you using the Facebook or the Twitter?
Never really caught on to Twitter, but yes, City Problems is on Facebook.
Oh, cool. I will go online right now. And
it's facebook.com/cityproblemsrva.
How do you spell that, Facebook? Is that?
It's ZYX GFY.
Oh, excellent. I know what those letters are. All right, cool. So you said you got, what, about 12 songs? Is that correct?
Something about, yeah.
Do you, I mean, when you're playing at the Roxy, you're playing solo, you're holding down the whole night. Do you guys have to cover songs?
Yeah, we do play a lot of covers. But the Roxy managers have been really cool about kind of giving us free rein about what covers we do. They want to hear a little bit more stuff that they're used to hearing, but we kind of make them listen to the covers that we want to play.
Because we know that they'll work in a lot of the crowd that hangs out at the Roxy will definitely, you know.
Who doesn't want to see an acoustic duo cover Bad Religion while they're getting wasted at a college bar on BCU campus? I mean, come on. That just makes sense.
Placements, old 97 songs and stuff, you know.
You say a lot of covers, but I'm going to have to trump you and say that it's a mediocre amount of covers because Power Slave has to be in your repertoire.
Well, we do have to fill like 3 solid hours of music and talking.
And you could like do like an hour's jam on Power Slave. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that'll
be electric guitars and amps for that, and that costs money. Sean.
No, you don't need that. It's acoustic version. What's up?
I'll leave the acoustic version to you, and you can open up for us sometime.
Okay.
We've discussed this.
Sorry, my own Iron Maiden tribute acoustic act called Iron Maiden.
It sounds like you guys got a new member of the band tonight.
Are you going to look like the giant maid from the end of Spaceballs?
No.
That's a steel maid, I guess, right? Yeah. Or like a titanium.
Iron Maiden is actually a really awesome torture device.
It is.
From medieval times.
I just got to say something to you, Kevin. I noticed this picture. I am on City Problems Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to have beautiful blonde hair, man. You were a gorgeous woman, too. Dude.
Only on Halloween.
What'd you do to it?
That was me and Kyle dressed up as Wayne and Garth for Halloween 2 years ago. Yeah.
You are gorgeous, Garth. By the way.
Yeah. Beautiful. Man, I had so much Red Roper licorice that night, and I was pooping red for like a week.
Oh, man.
We can't actually say poop.
Yeah. So. You can't use it to tell them either. So you said you cover Bad Religion. What else do you guys cover? Like what's a cover song that you guys play that no one would ever expect that you guys would cover? You know, every band has that one, like...
Well, we did do Like a Virgin one time. Mm-hmm. So,
only once?
Just once. And, you know, the crowd really didn't respond very well, so I don't think we're ever going to do that song again. I don't know if there's a YouTube clip of that anywhere floating around. I really hope not. But
I hope Dave would have taken that down by maybe Never Going to Give You Up.
No,
seriously though, we've been known to bust out some John Prine covers every once in a while.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So, looking at us, you might not assume that, you know.
Now, Kevin, you're currently unemployed, but you work in the bar business. Correct. Do you have like a favorite like watering hole that you like to go to?
I have several. That's why this is one of the City Problems.
Curbside.
I lived in Grove and Robinson for 2 years, so Curbside Cafe was pretty much my second living room and bedroom.
Twin bars.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Curbside Buddies, I don't know, pretty much wherever my friends are working at any given moment, you know.
So is that
money?
No, that's not the only reason I go to see my friends at work. When I do have money, I like to go see my friends while they're
working. It's the only reason I came up to see you.
Well, a big thing in the service industry is we all trade money back and forth. We all go visit each other. You know, when one person's off and one person's bartending, you know, you kind of flock to bars like
you that. You also give a major percentage of your money to the bar.
Well.
I don't know if you know that or not, but yeah. If we could just all trade each other's money and get drunk, the world would be a really good place.
Sean minored in finance.
That's why we want to bring house shows back, but we live in an apartment complex, so we can't do it at our house. We're looking for a house that we can play house shows at and get drunk and throw parties.
Yeah, I have an awesome
The Yerb, man.
That.
The Yerb.
Yeah. Do you think they'd like to have us there?
Oh, I think they'd love to have you guys there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, I think they'd love to have you guys
there. We would be down. If there's any Yerb listeners out there right now, then give us a shout.
Yeah.
The Yerb people, they hate our show. They are our arch nemesis. Would that be it?
Our antithesis.
Is that why Sean's wearing a Yerb t-shirt right now?
Well, we really like them. They just don't like us at all.
I am an espionage for the Yerb.
Those people don't know what the Yerb is... get with the program.
He's a double.
It's been around for 2 years.
He is. They just had their anniversary, and Sean, you took your buddy there, right?
Yeah, I didn't go. Radley Rockwell meant man.
No, did, I heard there was an incident.
Did you know it was a costume party?
I
had no idea,
with
man.
With a rail band and a bike. No.
I hit my head so hard, man, that I couldn't remember a good portion of the evening.
I heard you fell on a small child.
It was some
really?
Full-grown man. I don't think there's a lot of small children.
It was
children
just a really short
year.
Girl. Yeah, all right.
It was some owner of some bar, and I'm banned from it.
Really? Are you?
Yeah, man.
It's pretty crucial. But he was exactly. like, that guy was wasted and he fell, but really I just hit my head on a bicycle, man.
All right, guys. Well, we've almost wrapped this up. I, first of all, want to say thank you because I am friends with both of you guys, and I really appreciate you guys coming on and playing songs for us.
And we appreciate being here. Yeah.
Thanks for letting us come.
Definitely. Real quick, what's the next thing? Next show, next event, next, what are you guys doing?
Well, I did sort of just get a job, so I'm not really sure. We were scheduled to play at the Roxy this Saturday, but I think we might try to make that more of a bi-weekly thing, because I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to make it this Saturday.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Roxy.
Yeah, because I could actually make it this Saturday.
I'll see what my work schedule is like tomorrow. Yeah. So it's always going to be kind of an up-in-the-air thing because of the weather and the back patio, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
So definitely check out our Facebook page for any kind of. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever, like, I mean, you guys could do like the City Problems. I mean, the all weather band. That could be your thing. You guys could have like rain parkas on.
Yeah,
you could wrap your guitars. You could wrap your guitars in saran wrap. No, you don't need a tarp, man. You just wrap your guitars in like saran wrap and just play.
Well, I mean, the bar is covered, so we could technically probably go behind the bar and play just acoustic, not plugged in, if everybody that came to see us wanted to stand in the rain and get wet. So it'd be like, City Problems and the All Weather Crowd stars.
That'd be awesome. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for coming out. Check out City Problems on Facebook. If the weather's good, come out to the Roxy because they might be playing, and I will definitely be there if that's the case. And next week, anybody know who's on the show next week?
Yeah, it's Dead Fame.
Oh, awesome. Are you sure it's Dead Fame?
Something like that, man.
Well, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. We have no idea
it
how
this sounds.
The show...
I think that's correct, man.
When Derek's not here, everything falls apart. But I thought tonight went really well, man.
I had fun.
Yeah.
I have no idea where Rockwell is.
He'll find his way back, man.
I saw him with
his future. He's probably halfway home already. He probably has some girls waiting and some drugs. Who knows, man?
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't bring him back on.
I kind of would like to hear him again.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear him.
All right, we'll bring him back.
Play drums, man. Right. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
All right, once again, man, Kevin, Kyle, thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, and this is...
Dun, da, da, da.
It's the Crucializer.
Boom.
Through the Storm.
Adam Benigni.
Listen to me. You leave your underwear.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off, and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck. Oh, I've seen him. Now that's an addiction.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man, when it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering?
W-H-A-N.